welcome back to the Neutral Medical Report. We are trying to attack John Matthew Deagle. I get the World Affairs Briefs every Friday from Joel Skousen, and we'll have Joel back on shortly in the next week. And his newsletter is really well worthwhile. If you go to editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, he'll give you a sample. You can decide if you want to purchase it. It's a very minimal charge per month. I would say this is one of the best newsletters. Some of the headlines today are Trump upholds most of his immigration policies. I'm sure he left the door open. Then once he gets the criminals out, puts the wall up, which, by the way, was passed in 2005, started in 2006. The wall actually was a project that they tried out to fund. They've already built 1,000 miles of it. To be honest with you, they just need another 1,000. It's actually going to come under budget, I'm sure, with Trump. And they will figure out a scheme one way or the other that the $68 billion trade deficit with Mexico, that they're going to pay for it. We'll also start cleaning up the gangs in the cities, deport people who are overstaying their visas of all countries, including Russia and elsewhere. And this will clean things up, and we'll have a lot less people killed by illegals or people who overstay their visas that don't belong to be inside America. And that needs to happen. Now, the policies, we have the blood on the hands of Obama and Hillary Clinton. And the reason why in 270, I think it's 72 or 73 days, she hasn't had a press conference is she doesn't want to answer questions. Her strategy is, well, I have a marginal lead. I might as well not answer questions because I'm so corrupt and there's so many, we want to call sarcophagi to open with all kinds of dead bodies and bad issues. I don't want to answer questions. She probably isn't capable medically or mentally to try to keep her lies straight. Another kind of interesting comment he has, what is the alternative right? This is a new term that's risen up, that there is an alternative right that's basically different than the so-called current Republican Party that's not been standing by Trump. And I hope Trump can get them to come on side. In fact, it would be a good meeting. It was suggested last night when I watched the news that Trump meet former President George Bush, which would break up the Bush blockade against Trump and support by many people, senators and congressmen and other people within the Republican Party, which is obscene because they're actually supporting Hillary by choice. The next topic he has here is Vatican and the United States global agenda, the UN global agenda. The UN global agenda is tied directly to the Vatican. It is, being a Jesuit, the world financial system is tied to the Jesuits. It's not surprising. EU corporate shakedown of Apple. I think they got fined $15 billion. The European Union, basically Ireland, gave them all kinds of breaks that were illegal. I don't really think it was a shakedown. I think that Apple is like one of these big transnational corporations that gets away with a lot of stuff, just like Zuckerberg traveled to Italy, and then he didn't donate the $500,000 he said he was going to. It was a media stunt. Revolt against arms sales to Saudi Arabia. This is interesting because Saudi Arabia has one of the most advanced air forces in the world, and of course we sell all this equipment. If we stop selling just even microchips, in 3 weeks all their air force would be junk, couldn't fly. Now, Iran is still doing testing of intercontinental ballistic missiles. The only reason why they do that is they can carry a nuclear payload. Obama is a criminal who allowed all kinds of exemptions to their even so-called talks that they had. This fact that they had exemptions and $400 million given as ransom money for four people. And by the way, there's still people kept in Iran that they didn't ransom. This is very sickening. Obama should have been impeached years ago. But the media and the powers that be in the government are so corrupt they won't do it. Homeland Security is going to try to take over election data. By the way, there's lots of constitutional law. I saw Mr. Yu last night on the news, who's a constitutional attorney, teaches here in California, one of the major law universities. It's not going to happen. Homeland Security would like to lunge forward and grab that power to control election data. It's not going to happen. And I think there's something like 6,000 or 9,000 different districts where they use different types of electronic data. It's good because it makes it much harder to hack if there's thousands of different systems. and of course, they're trying to hassle, and of course Hillary Clinton will do this too. She plans on putting legislation in place to sue the gun manufacturers out of business, and they want to hassle them out of business. I don't think people have a clear idea just to how bad things are going to be under Hillary, but I'm sure that Trump is going to bring it home. when they have the debates. Now, next week, there's some kind of policy debate with military that's going to be held. I think that debate, I think, was supposed to be with Matt Lauer, will be interesting. I can't see Hillary giving a proper response when she created the disaster of Libya and Iraq and the Hiraj into Europe. I can't see this being solved at all, in her favor. I think that the more she actually has to answer questions, especially under the cross-examination, and Trump is very good at press conferences, very good at fencing back and forth with questions. When she gets in the ring with Trump, she's going to go down hard. And no amount of preparation in advance will prepare her for dealing with Trump, who's a hard businessman, smart on his feet, doesn't drink alcohol, and is fully aware and been briefed on all the issues. And I guarantee you, watching General Flynn talk about how he met Trump and he in the briefing room and they gave him his national security briefing, Trump is going to take her down really hard. Now, the overnight establishment media now is trying whipping up a boy to attack the alternative right, or alt-right, they call it. You're going to hear a lot more about negative comments about the alt-right. Of course, you'll need to make a carve off a group saying this alt-right people are crazy. There's a growing resentment also, rebellion of the libertarian intellectuals against the oppressive and false notion of equality, that everyone is equal, that no one is better than anyone else, and that no race or culture has any superior or inferior aspects over another. So what we're seeing is that there's a lot of, how can I say, people that are not going to go along with political correctness anymore. That's very interesting. Let's have a look at the next major issue here. EU Corporation shakedown of Apple. I think that revolt against arms sales to Saudi Arabia. A group of 60 congressmen have signed a letter to Barack Obama urging a deal, a delay in the planned sale of $1.15 billion in arms and military gear to Saudi Arabia because of concerns over Saudi's role in bombing civilians in Yemen. Of course, what do you expect? We need to start backing off from these arrangements with these totalitarian dictators, which, by the way, I think gave 30-some million to the Clinton Foundation. She had direct access to all kinds of things, including arms and military sales. So the corruptocracy and the Clintonocracy are one and the same. Obama isn't going to be open to the plea because Saudi Arabia are in Yemen affronting for the U.S. and penalizing anyone who doesn't back the U.S. phony war on terror. California Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu is behind the campaign against the Saudis. He's an Iraqi war veteran and a colonel in the Air Force Reserve. According to Lieu, the multiple repeated airstrikes on civilians look like war crimes. And, of course, they're using equipment that they purchased from us, so we are, in a sense, co-criminals. Yemen under the Saudi-backed monarchy was a yes-man to the U.S. and used to funnel arms to Syrian rebels. The monarch was overthrown by Houthi-led rebels in order to stop the killing. Now, at least 6,000 people have been killed and an estimated 2.5 million displaced by the U.S.-Saudi attacks. Pretty nasty. Now, of course, North Korea is now doing sub-launch missiles, testing its first submarine-launched missiles, the SLBMs, this week, and immediately threatening the U.S. and South Korea with nuclear consequences. By the way, they do have nuclear materials. They can create at least a dirty nuclear bomb. One of the things is the Terminal High Altitude Area of Defense, called THAAD, anti-missile system, will be deployed in South Korea. That's kind of a launch system. It has to be a missile. We also have plasma interferometry in low Earth orbit that will actually take out the missile guidance systems, and we also have plasma-based laser systems, directed energy weapons that can literally fry the missile and turn it into dust in space, even traveling at Mach 8. So there's multiple layers to the system we've developed around the world, and we have to deploy it to our allies to make certain that they can't be attacked. And once we make them bulletproof, we don't need to tell them how they're bulletproof, but we need to make sure our enemies are aware that trying to attack us or our allies is a waste of time. So that needs to be done. test ban treated by UN decree. The U.S. Senate's crucial role in approving or denying treaties is being bypassed by Obama administration as it's trying to push UN binding resolution banning all nuclear tests. He gave the Senate virtually no choice in the Iran nuclear deal, which, by the way, They gave him all kinds of exemptions. It's just ridiculous. Obama acts like he's a dictator. And that's why it doesn't surprise me if there's a major terrorist activity or they try to preempt elections if they think that Hillary is slipping enough that she's not likely to be elected, because the powers that be are in an absolute frenzy trying to create alt-right and doing all kinds of things of manufacturing total lies about Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump, after the DNC and their bounce, has now surged, and he's now leading in many of the polls. It's my feeling that a lot of the polls, too, do not account the fact that there are a number of Republicans that weren't in the last 2012 election are going to vote, and they are voting virtually universally. These are former Republicans that didn't vote at all for Trump. So it's my guess that other than Diebold and voter fraud, through electronic voter fraud, Donald Trump is very likely going to become the next president, especially after the debates, especially after the WikiLeaks release, especially after the FBI further release information about the Benghazi emails and emails dealing with the Clinton Foundation. If with these debates, which will in a sense open, crack open the questioning of specifics that Hillary cannot answer, and she can't even get her lies straight. So it's going to be very evident to the media and the public that how can you trust someone like this to be in the White House near the nuclear football and making international policies where it's obvious from her previous policies and that of Obama, they're lining up to start a war with Russia rather than collaborating to get rid of ISIS. So that's what's happening in that sphere. A couple of announcements. We are setting up our satellite clinics. In fact, I already got a contact from another healthcare provider here in California that wants to do start off with QRMA as a satellite clinic, and then we will be taking their data. They just simply send a compressed file and a wellness medical history, and I will give up recommendations for specific nutraceuticals and technology, etc. They will hopefully upgrade to the metapathy with Hunter function, which will allow them to get specific, we call predictive diagnosis of what conditions are present now and what are in the future, so we can give them both allopathic, alternative, herbal, nutraceutical, and technological recommendations that can obviate development of serious disease or catch things in their nidus, you know, such as cancer, blocked arteries, or serious infections that have been missed. And the metapathy with Hunter function is very amazing. It allows me to remotely log in through TeamViewer 11 and actually scan the data so I can tell if they've got a nascent brain tumor or a blocked artery or kidney dysfunction or gallstones or a tooth abscess or sinus infection or whatever you want to believe. It even tells you the name and the type of the frequency matching of any pathogens present in the body, including stealth pathogens inside the cells. Or such as Mycoplasma hominis, which can be a trigger for, in certain HLA types, rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune conditions. So that's very exciting. We are, you know, ready to receive people's requests if they want to get involved. They don't have to be a health professional. We'll train them up to be a technician, to be a satellite of NutriMedical, and they can be anywhere in the world. And you can start off simple. Get a QRMA machine if you want to graduate up to getting a metapathy with Hunter function and a bioplasm. And if you want to add mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy or one of our new epigenetic therapies we're developing, we will have the ability to download frequencies and do Rife frequency therapy, pulse microcurrent, and other types of therapy, pulse light therapy, infrared, far and near infrared light therapy, tuned to specific frequencies that are therapeutic. So all this is coming on very, very quickly, and we'll have them several technologies available before even the holidays, Christmas holidays, as we're working toward, we call epigenetic treatments that will be customized to each person based on their testing results and their specific frequency needs for rebalancing their bioplasmatic body. So that's pretty exciting. That's brand new, by the way, and that allows us to offer this technology to many affiliate clinics and technicians, NutriMedical technicians, will be able to do these tests. Want to go over some of my latest consultations that I've been involved with and give you an idea of the kind of complex situations we have to deal with. These are ones that are kind of in draft right now. I had a lady requesting information regarding her bariatric surgery. She wanted to know, would the surgery cause malabsorption of vitamins? Oh, yes, of course. So I strongly recommend what you do is take the HS Life Support Glycemix and NutriComplete and take small drinks, because most bariatric surgery is going to reduce the size of the stomach. You can take 2 or 3 ounces without exceeding the size of your now reduced stomach with the gastric banding surgery. And you can maintain nutrient density without high calories, and you can also not barf. Because when you eat more than so many ounces, you're going to end up with inability to maintain that, and you're going to lose it. So our nutrients, of course, are super high absorbed, whether it's making a smoothie, opening up capsules, puncturing soft gels. These are possibilities that will keep your nutrition up while you're losing weight with your bariatric surgery. So that's kind of exciting. It means that we're going to have the capacity to help. Let's see. Now, we had... We have people that are trying to kind of knock out lung mold, and we talked about using Allison Med, Silver 100 spray. Take two or three sprays, usually hold for a count of 10, repeat at a dosage of one spray per 10 pounds body weight. Allison Med, at least one, sometimes two, depending on the severity of the infection, capsules 3 times a day. And Neutrodyne, 15 to 20 drops in water 3 times a day. You can also use the Neutrodyne in an Omron or a Sinupulse Elite with saline for inhalation therapy. So that's very effective. We have Neutro Defense for boosting the immune system, and immunoglobulins immune to coat the GI tract and the respiratory tract. This is a situation where a person developed a sexually transmitted disease and took doxycycline. Now, this has very limited effects, and of course, then they start chasing things like HIV and CA125, which is a cancer marker. The fluorguinal vaginal tablets are used basically to try to knock out Trichomonas vaginalis. What I usually recommend is the person, if they think there's a sexually transmitted disease, they take Triple Threat, which is our Silver 100, Neutrodyne, and Allison Med. And that will penetrate to the biofilm and completely clear them. If there's any bladder infection or yeast infections, we also add berberstatin and recolonize the gut with Living Probiotic and Living Probiotic Ultra. Pretty straightforward, more powerful than any conventional antibiotic. Next, we have a question that they wanted to know if they should be able to package Mega Muscles. Of course you can. If you want to put small little mini packs together, if you want to do that, we're not going to do that at this level. We have not made a decision to put Mega Muscles in like a little zip pack. That's a possibility. We'll talk to our packaging manufacturing people, but I don't think that's likely to happen. You just need to have a small scoop and have a heavy-duty baggie with your Mega Muscles, and then you can take out the right amount to put it in your drink, either before exercise, or what I do is I have it literally right now with Sports Energy Light, Brain Mag, a little bit of Combine during the day, not too much, so don't get sedated, and a sachet intervention of Sports Energy Light and Brain Mag, and the Mega Muscles powder works really good to keep positive nitrogen balance. And medical legally, we want you to, when you do send medical legal work, always send the scanned records as an attachment, or send me an invitation to a Google Drive or OneDrive, and I'll transfer the files if they're fairly large. But I have to have a look at all the records, and I have to do a very thorough analysis so I can reference them when I do a medical legal report. Let's see. We have people from all over the world. This gentleman, Owen, is down in the Caribbean. And when we have people that have significant problems, the first thing is I can give some basic recommendations, but I really want contact directly with the individual. So I can start off with recommendations, but it's important for me to talk and have a history from the individual with health problems. This happens to be a problem with phobias. And we have nutraceuticals that will help along with other types of therapies like EMDR, etc. Back in just a moment, trying to track down Matthew.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and we have all kinds of interesting and complex situations where people have kind of complex medical problems. Sometimes they think, well, it's okay to go a long time without using nutraceuticals. Well, what happens is you're going to end up with disease, you're going to end up with imbalances, you're going to end up with toxic situations, and that's really important. We do, by the way, accept credit cards. We do accept people even wrapping money in foil so it's not scannable. Which I think is a good idea. And if you send a check or a money order, you're also going to get free shipping. So you need to understand that. So one of our gentlemen, Mr. Owen, in the Caribbean, he said, well, I don't have a credit card, so I haven't placed an order in a while. Well, I happen to know that Owen's wife is very ill, and she needs to be on nutraceuticals because of her health issues. So, Owen, get with the program, get back on track. He was asking questions about another individual, about phobias. It's kind of important that you yourself are using NutriMeds to maintain your health, your health, your wife. Otherwise, conventional care, allopathic care alone will hasten her demise. How's that? And it's not funny. It's real serious. And conventional doctors are not properly trained, so they don't know how to do real preventive or functional medicine. And as a result, most of the time they're going to give you toxic polypharmacy, and every time you come in with a new complaint, you're going to get another pill that will often interact or cause new problems. Now, when we're talking about weight loss, of course, one of the things is the look-alike insulin hormone, which is insulin-like growth factor, and the IGF-1 is increased when you use our microdose growth hormone. And I recommend that you follow our program to lower insulin resistance with leptin metabolic, diabetoline, biotin plus, and berberstatin. glycemic snacks between meals and as a replacement of meals. And then, of course, lowering the insulin resistance and then add the HGH spray, anywhere from 5 to 10 sprays, 4 times a day at least. And what that will do is raise your levels of conversion of calories to energy. You can also raise your metabolic rate, and many of these people also have lower thyroid. The best measure is to measure reverse thyroid if it's high, or low core body temperature. If it's low, it means that you're hypometabolic. And mitothyroid 2 capsules in the morning will help that with Neutrodyne, at least 10 drops twice a day, and Minerals Plus for the minerals to deiodinate thyroid and return to normal, what we call metabolic rate. The HGH spray, human growth hormone spray, was going to help release your growth hormone and increase IGF-1. So it's very, very effective at increasing the metabolism rate, and ours is very, very powerful. So, I've seen other people, I have saw one person who sent me here, Diane, saying they've got a HGH releaser. Don't. This is homeopathic. What we have is actual human growth hormone in a 100 nanograms per spray. So this is far superior to anything you're going to find elsewhere. This particular product is one of dozens that are out there that are not going to be near as effective as our HGH. So get our microdose. It's inexpensive, it's powerful, and it'll work. I have a gentleman with mania, and he's taking already lithium. I tell people we don't have yet a lithium orotate high-dose product, but we do have lithium orotate in our Minerals Plus. And for most people, that's adequate dosage in order to maintain lithium levels, which is a important trace element. And it's a protein amino acid chelate, so very highly absorbed. If you are taking lithium, and we're looking at some special types of ways of making that, you need to have, probably somewhere around 10 milligrams, either veggie caps or 5 milligrams, roughly once or twice a day in order to be adequate. Now, what you need for calming your mood down if you're manic is mood elevator Posinol, 2 soft gels, 2 to 3 times a day, calm-minded brain mag, 1 to 2 scoops, 4 times a day, in filtered water. And you may double the dosage if it's 1 during the day, then you'll go up to 2 at bedtime. Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus, each 1 capsule twice a day to help stabilize the neurotransmitter conversion. To protect the brain from inflammation, Gamma E Plus, 2 soft gels twice a day, and Omega Supreme Krill, 2 soft gels twice a day. For repair of DNA and repair of stress to the tissues, Cell Defense Plus, 2 capsules twice a day, and Ellagic Acid. And of course, for cholinergic pathway protection, Ultrathiamin B1, Uridine, CDP Choline, for acetylcholine. And to stop free radicals, bio-LVR and cell detox glutathione. This will calm the brain down and restore normal physiology with low toxic drugs that will make you a zombie. Back in a moment. Your questions are welcome. 800. Oh, we got a new number, I think we have for call-ins. I'll give you in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Yeah, your questions are welcome, and of course, unfortunately, our studio number is down, and of course, I'm having some minor issues too with my computer right now, so I don't have that phone number. Perhaps Dan can give me that number audibly in my ear, and I can then convey it to you. I think it's important for people to understand that what we're having right now is an election cycle that's like none that we've ever seen before. And I think that we need to understand that what's going on is pretty remarkable, isn't it? So President Trump, and I would like to refer to him as President Trump, because if he doesn't get in, it's going to be civil war, economic disaster, major terrorism, and the international policies bringing us to an international conflict with Russia, with the collapse of the economic system, which is teetering right now, and the powers that be want the situation to deteriorate. And I don't think people really understand just how serious it is. I'm just redoing my Skype. My computer just crashed, unfortunately. So, yeah. 512-716-1603. So, if you have questions, call 512-716-1603. what I see happening is it is almost like it's hard to believe that actually people don't understand that the situation is getting beyond, how can I say this, rationality. And we have people that are defending this irrational situation at a level that I find pretty bizarre. And that's why I have to say that, okay, let's see. That's why I have to say that when we have an election cycle like this, we need to stay focused on issues rather than on personalities. Donald Trump, of course, has had some counterpunch statements that the media have way exaggerated to make statements that aren't rational at all. And on the other hand, Hillary Clinton's completely avoided answering any questions about hard issues or issues about her servers without lying or issues about the State Department without lying or Benghazi. So we have a very weird election cycle where they're vilifying and just treating Donald Trump like he's some kind of a monster for no rational reasons whatsoever. And Hillary Clinton's give a pass no matter what she does or doesn't answer questions on any topic. And I want people to kind of, you know, really challenge your neighbors and friends and relatives that think that supporting Hillary is a rational and a not evil thing. It's evil. There's just no way around it. And the kinds of policies they're bringing in that Obama brought in and she's promulgating as a result in these angel moms, which are at the end of Trump's speech, where a number of young people died literally because of the bad behavior and the criminal behavior of illegal aliens, people that overstayed their visas, etc. There's no rational reason for this, but George Soros supports a world without borders, nations without national borders, which isn't a nation anymore. And why have we not, you know, extradited Mr. Soros to stand trial here in America? Why is he not in prison now? Why is he able to still do these kinds of orange revolutions in Russia? All of his NGOs have been expelled from Russia. They don't tolerate it. Putin doesn't tolerate it. And the problem is, why do we tolerate it? Because Mr. Obama received millions of dollars in support from George Soros to be his Soros puppet here in America. And Hillary Clinton will continue that. And she's made statements in the past about how Soros is so great. And you can see her standing there with Soros holding both hands. It really is very obscene. And I don't know how anybody rationally that's an American can defend Hillary Clinton when she has alliances with Saudi Arabia that are, and, you know, the deals that they made recently, even the deal with Iran to arm them to the teeth and build nuclear weapons and intercontinental ballistic missiles. What do they think is going to happen if they try to target Israel and Israel lets loose with all its nuclear power? Do they really understand that Western Iran is going to be vaporized into a big dust cloud? It actually says this, and we talk about Bill Salas, that this area called Ilam will be destroyed. Do they not understand that Saudi Arabia, who is playing some very serious games with America and the West in support of ISIS with our help, that they're challenging the whole world for their control, not only financially, but using terrorism and the spread of Wahhabism and Islam to integrate it into the cultures all around the world or to integrate into what's called tolerance of Islam, Sharia law, etc. And Hillary Clinton stands lockstep with them. They received tons of money, 30-some million, 32 million from the Saudi Arabians and the Qataris and the Arab Emirates. So, you know, there is no defense for Hillary. There is plenty of defense for Donald Trump. And I guarantee you that he will not deport 11 to 12 million Americans, especially because he has to stick to the law, especially if one of the family member born here is an American, or they've been here for decades. My guess is what's going to happen is they're going to not get citizenship, but they're going to be able to apply for citizenship, but they'll have the same ways as anybody else, especially because they haven't been doing criminal activity. And I think the idea that they have to be deported first is just not going to happen. They're going to deport the criminals and the other elements first. And so they aren't really changing the policy. They're hardening the policy to make sure that the criminals and the gangs are removed. There's more gangs in America. It's more violent in Detroit. In Chicago, it's more violent in Chicago than in most third world countries where there's an ongoing war. And, of course, the police have been hamstrung that they don't have the proper equipment to protect themselves from the violence with armor-piercing protective vehicles, body armor, level 3 body armor, and other tactics and non-lethal weapon systems to deal with these issues. And just the fact that we know who the criminals are, why don't they arrest them and extradite them? Why don't we put them into prison and extradite them to their home country? And if the home country says they won't accept them, we'll stop accepting visas of anybody coming from these countries. Why? Because Obama wants to basically destroy the American immigration system. He wants to make America dangerous to be in the inner cities. And he wants to have a domestic security bill that takes away all our rights after they try to remove all our guns. Now, this is their agenda. People should understand this. It's not really open to alternative systems or beliefs now. It's so obvious it's right in your face. So what I see happening is America is deteriorating. I see what's happening right now is, what I see happening is America is deteriorating to the point where if one more term of Obama, you'll see Texas leave in the next 4 years. You will see economic collapse in America where they won't be able to maintain even the basic needs for people that are out of work or require any kind of assistance financially from the federal government. And then you're going to start seeing serious race war, serious class war. And that's going to happen because they made this dependent class thing that the state owes them, and there's no intentions whatsoever on their part to try to help these people so they can have better schools, get an education, get a good job, protect the jobs from being migrated out to corporations in Mexico, Malaysia, Indonesia, etc., to Kerala, India, where they're now even moving from China to Kerala, India. And as a result, America is being stripped like a Thanksgiving turkey. So what I see happening is it's a controlled demolition of the American state, super state, to create globalism. And, of course, I just was on an interview this morning from Mr. Ma, who's a billionaire from China, one of the richest men in the world, and says basically globalism is a buffer against war. No, it's not. You have proper trade treaties. We don't have a win-win situation with us with China, as with Mr. Ma, who's dumping product in our marketplace. These people want to say this because they want to threaten that war will happen if they can't continue to flood our countries with products that they produce and ship from China and other Asian countries. That's just not the case. What's going on in these countries is they still have totalitarianism. If a woman has a second pregnancy, remember it's not one child policy. It's they can have a second child, but the second child doesn't get citizenship. And if they try to have a third child, they'll seize the woman and even abort her right up to the moment of delivery, even if it causes sterility or the woman's death from bleeding. That's China. If you are a political or religious dissident, they can put you in one of 20,000 Laodai prison camps, and they tissue type you, so if your organs are required, you'll end up with them excised right beside, in a special surgical van, right beside a transport airliner that'll take your organs to the target city, whether it's in Europe or Central America or the United States, like Emory University in Atlanta. And I actually was, they tried to recruit me to be involved in Georgia with obtaining organs for an organ transplant system in Emory University in Atlanta, where they're actually obtaining illegal organs. And people need to be aware of just how corrupt our medical system is in these top universities where they're involved with this organ trade system. And, you know, what they often will do in some of these countries, such as India, is they'll actually entice them to come into areas even with sex, and then they end up, you know, waking up days later that they have a surgical scar because they've lost a kidney. This is really happening. And if you're tissue typed in these Laodai prison camps, they're basically just waiting for the call that their particular tissue type, Rachel A type, is necessary. People find, say, that can't happen. I said, well, it does happen. And it's important for people to be aware of just how deadly this whole system is. And, of course, people like Obama with the Obamacare, they have literally death panels are basically, you know, we call postnatal abortion. If you are on a death panel, it means you're not going to get proper immediate care. And the doctor, if they do provide the care, are going to get fined and or imprisoned at the second violation. That's pretty nasty. And what I want to do is I want to hear from doctors out there that are in the actual practice. The statement that I had heard was from a neurosurgeon that actually read the Obamacare plan, that the first violation was going to be a giant fine of six figures. The second one was a five-year prison sentence for doing a major surgery like clipping an aneurysm of a senior citizen who's having a cortical bleed. This kind of thing is completely unacceptable, and people need to be aware that Obamacare is an obscenity. When Donald Trump says he's going to repeal it, the premiums are going up like a rocket, so a lot of the insurance carriers who were in a heyday making all kinds of money are now basically saying we can't make money now because we can't force young people to buy insurance, which they don't need. It should be something that everybody gets health insurance because of the value-added tax, and no one has pre-existing conditions or giant copays, so they can't afford the treatment because they can't afford the copay. I see this happening now. So everything that Obama's done, his so-called legacy, his legacy in the Middle East is horrible. His legacy in Obamacare is horrible. His legacy in immigration is horrible. And Hillary will continue all of the horrible things and not fix them. This is a devastating situation that I think people should be aware of. And it's one that is going to result in what I would call the breakup of America. And people say, well, that can't happen. I say, it certainly can. That if the economic, one of the big markers that happened is the paper gold, one of the main banks in Germany will not accept paper gold now as payment or of international settlements of financial things. So that means paper gold is going to become worthless, and this is tied directly to the derivatives market and the fact of they're teetering on bailing in people's money in these banks in Europe, including the Bundesbank in Germany, the banks in Italy, and the banks in Spain. And the people say, well, that can't happen. I said, well, 2008 was a good example of it, but the underlying, geostrategic issues are actually worse today than they were in 2008 when the system blew apart. And I saw the movie The Big Short. If you look at some of the points there, it tells you that they've actually still loaded the gun. They did a couple-minute diatribe about the fact that they many people went to prison and all these things happened, and then they said not. In other words, nothing structurally was changed in the system to prevent a disaster from like this happening again. So, let's see. I think that it's important for people to understand that where we're going on this is very likely going to happen before the election or right after the election, and that they want to steal the election because they're in a panic over Donald Trump because of the amount of things he's going to change in the system, including the Fed, the international finances, the trillions of dollars that actually is created out of thin air through derivatives markets, and the stock market, which is completely unhinged from reality. All of these things are going to come crashing down here very soon. And I'm very concerned because I don't think people are aware that the credit crunch that could happen could cause a level of devastation that people really aren't aware of. I mean, I've heard from a number of people lately that they've had a number of sleepless nights where they have a feeling of impending doom. And I believe that impending doom situation is very real because people sense that, you know, with the craziness of several hundred people showing up for Hillary meetings and thousands, even outside the stadium for Donald Trump, and they're trying to say that they're neck and neck, it doesn't seem rational. It really doesn't. And they keep on quoting that the black or Hispanic people are completely against Trump. I don't buy that at all. They're not monolithic. The younger, smarter people are realizing that if they want jobs, they need Donald Trump. If they get more of the same, it's going to be devastations to the inner cities, and the gangs will rule, and a lot of young people will die. I want people to understand that this is the make or break election. That if President Trump doesn't get in, there won't be an America for the next election. They won't. There'll be a faint shadow of what America was. It will be in the process of breaking up if it hasn't broken up by that time, by 2020. People need to understand how serious this is. And anybody who is supporting Hillary Clinton is a doer of evil. They need to be confronted face to face with the fact. When I look at some of these news broadcasts, they like to call it fair and balanced. they bring on these people that try to defend undefensible things by Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party. And it's like, why do you ask me to defend criminals or illegal things or unethical things? Why do you have these people march out and bold-faced look at you and lie to you and then tell you that it's perfectly acceptable when it's not? And why do we tolerate friends and relatives confronting us in anger that Donald Trump is a misogynist or a racist or whatever? We shouldn't tolerate it. We need to get toe-to-toe with them. We need to show our level of disgust with their behavior and their misjudgments. And we need to stand up and say, we need President Trump or there won't be a United States. It'll go away. And this is the last chance for America.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We're going to be joined in a moment at the top of the hour with Ann Morrison, our scientist in Twiland. Usually we do a recap after the show. Last week, our recap was pretty long. It was actually an hour and 26 minutes. And what we do is we'll post it up not only on our accounts for YouTube, but also over in Vimeo. and you can watch these whole videos anywhere you want to, and they're all free. It's really important to understand what's going on, is that the science issues are not being properly dealt with, or they're done with misinformation that I consider, they're often spun by alternative media who are either unqualified or they're actually disinformation ops trying to change the nature of reality so they'll tell you that things are fine. For example, one thing that's come up several times in the last few weeks is the issue of spraying for Zika virus, when in fact the spraying is not going to adequately control it, but it's and it's toxic, but it does not indicate that Zika is not causing microcephaly or brain damage. And now there's some evidence that Zika virus may cause a chronic change in stem cells, which can affect the brain and cause chronic neurodegenerative changes as well. And Mike Adams, who's unqualified, and others that are journalists that write with him, tried to say Zika's not the cause of microcephaly, it's these toxic pesticides, which is a bold-faced lie. And they're trying to control the media, just like many people who try to control the message, like Alex Jones, who will take a particular tact on an issue and say his tact or his approach is the only one. Well, the most important thing is, number one, you have to have three things. One, the best questions, the best evidence, and the best conclusions based on logic, and have qualified people actually understand and explain it in simple terms. These people don't have any of these things. And what's disturbing is a lot of people are unqualified making statements, whether it's on health care, geopolitics, spiritual issues, when they really do not understand them fully. You're going to hear the straight-up answers here in the Nutri Medical Report with our top experts. So when Ann joins us in a few minutes, and when you look at our recap, you're going to see pictures, you're going to hear see diagrams, you're going to see things you're not going to hear anywhere else. They'll give you the full answer as to what's happening in your world. Then you can make proper decisions, but without the proper best questions first, without the proper best evidence and analysis by someone qualified to review it, not trying to spin the news or to control the news so that you can't have alternative viewpoints. I have no problem at all with people with alternative viewpoints, but you have to be qualified, you have to have logic, and you have to have evidence to say that there's an alternative way of looking at specific information. In most of those cases, that's not the facts. So when we deal with an issue, whether it's Fukushima or life extension or nutraceuticals for reversing illness or a geopolitical or spiritual issue, you need to know that you're going to take it to the bank, that we're prescient, we are number one. And that's not a boast, that's a fact. It's important for you to also know that I'm more than willing to actually accept challenges, but not ad hominem challenges, when people present evidence and logic. And that's why it's so important. And our call-in number, by the way, today it's changed from the 800 number, is 512-716-1603. 512-716-1603. So that's important to understand what's happening there. So we will be back in just a moment with Ann Morrison. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.